This is St. Louis Public Radio. The coronavirus pandemic is wreaking havoc on the economy all over the U.S. College towns like Rolla are particularly hard hit, where a university is the biggest employer and hosts a significant number of its residents. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports on how businesses there are faring.
Rolla is a town of about 20,000, and that includes 8,000 students at Missouri University of Science and Technology. When the stay-at-home orders started coming in from the city and the state, many businesses closed, and the ones that could stay open tried to adapt to new ways of operating. Michael Davis teaches economics at Missouri S&T. He says the businesses here faced a double whammy. When the school closed dorms and moved all classes online, a good chunk of the town's population left. Davis says that made it very difficult for businesses who are trying to keep going under new rules.
You are losing a lot of both your customer base with the students and with the being closed anyway. It probably varies quite a bit depending on what the business is. Certain businesses are going to appeal more to college students than other ones will.
Taco and Burrito Express is one of those businesses. Jose Martinez opened the Mexican restaurant in February, just a block away from campus, with the idea that college students would flock there for reasonably priced food, margaritas, and beer. Martinez says the first month went very well, and they were establishing a customer base.
Yes, we were just starting to get pretty much college kids coming in. A lot of them were starting to know where we were there. But after St. Patrick's Day, I think school got canceled and everything just went downhill.
Martinez tried to convert to curbside pickup, but with the college students gone and the restaurant being so new, it lasted less than a week. Martinez says he hopes to reopen when the pandemic subsides, but he's not sure if he'll be able to. Other businesses that have been around longer are doing what they can to survive. Josh Stacy is the co-owner of Public House Brewing Company with locations in Rolla and nearby St. James. He says they had to close the St. James location, but even with the college students gone, the Rolla restaurant is still open with curbside pickup and delivery.
We've definitely seen a downturn as far as, you know, top-line revenues are concerned, but you know, again, overall, I think the community and especially S&T have really rallied.
Stacy says his 10-year-old business made enough connections with the community, including the faculty and staff that didn't leave Rolla, that they are trying to make it work during the pandemic. They also sell beer in cans, both directly to customers and to liquor and grocery stores, which is helping keep the doors open and people employed. But the support from S&T faculty and staff may also hit a stress point very soon. The state of Missouri is cutting its funding to higher education during the current budget year. Administrators system-wide are taking a pay cut, and there may be layoffs at all campuses, including Rolla. S&T Chancellor Mo Degani addressed the issue during a virtual town hall meeting. He says the situation is fluid and difficult.
We may end up, the honest-to-goodness truth is that we may end up having to release some folks, having to furlough some people. We are not there at this moment, but we may end up to that point, depending on, again, the dynamic of the situation.
And if those layoffs and furloughs come, that will mean even more stress on a town that has seen its population decrease in addition to the other setbacks related to the pandemic. But it's not all bad news. While the university is Rolla's biggest employer, the second largest is Phelps Health Medical Center, the biggest hospital in 50 miles in any direction. Economics professor Michael Davis says that is some solace to the city's economy.
So I would say Rolla, because you've got a university that's going to have a negative impact, but maybe a little bit less than other places, and then the second biggest is having probably a positive impact, I think maybe that Rolla may be a little more resilient, at least in the immediate term.
But Davis says the real question is the long term, specifically when stay-at-home orders are able to be lifted, and in the case of Rolla, if the university's students are allowed to come back in the fall, and how many of them will. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.